February 22nd. Little John, be patient. There is something else. And let us also do this other thing to content your director and carry out the work. I want this work to be handed in tomorrow, Ash Wednesday. I want you to have finished this labor because I want to have you suffer with me. Let us go far, far back. Let us return to the temple where I engaged in discussion at age 12 indeed. Let us go back to the roads leading to Jerusalem and from Jerusalem to the temple. Now, pay close attention to what I say. I want this set of texts to be arranged in the following way. First sorrow. The presentation in the temple. Second sorrow. The stay in the land of Egypt. Third sorrow. My disappearing in the temple. Fourth sorrow. The death of Saint Joseph. Fifth sorrow. My farewell in Nazareth. Then the dictation on February 10, 1944. Sixth sorrow. The description of the vision on February 13. 4 points. The synagogue, the house in Nazareth, Jesus' preaching in the synagogue, and the conversation with his mother after having fled from Nazareth. Seventh sorrow. The vision on February 14. Then the dictation on February 15. Then the dictation on February 16. Eighth sorrow. The Paschal Supper. Ninth sorrow. The Passion, taking the vision on February 11, 1944 and connecting it with the one on February 18. Tenth sorrow. The burial of Jesus, February 19. Then the vision and dictation on February 20th, vision and dictation on February 22nd, as far as the point which is marked in this way. The other dictation, on Jesus' being found again in the temple, should be set in its proper place, under the heading of the third sorrow. Father shall first prepare the usual collection of texts for himself and for you, and you shall correct it, so that not even one mistake will remain. He shall then prepare the copies he wants for others. Every vision should, of course, be accompanied by its dictation. Father wanted all of this for Easter. I wanted it to prepare for Easter, and I am having you hand it in today, since it is already 4:30 a.m. on Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent. Get to work, children. And blessed be you. And blessed be those who accept the gift with simplicity of heart and faith. The fire that Father was hoping for today will be set aflame in them. The world will not change in its brutality. It is too corrupt. But they will be consoled by it, and will feel the thirst for God, which is an impetus towards sanctity, growing within them. Go in peace, little John. Your Jesus thanks and blesses you.